This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Victory Thursday to you. You are indeed in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Reginald Atitula, B. Scott in for the OG John Lopez today. Figgy Fig in for Figgy Fig, as always, doing the damn thing. And you, rocking with us and rolling with us. Appreciate you listening, however you're listening on this Thursday, especially a big birthday shout out to Cornelius on the YouTube page. Appreciate you hanging out with us, and I hope you enjoy your day. You can always get involved with the program a number of ways. There is the text line, 713-572-4610. But also, always appreciation to the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for giving us the live stream. My bad. I didn't mean to step on that. But the live stream's both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch page, 610 Houston. B. Scott, and I have to apologize because I didn't trust your guidance here. You were like, we're a week away from minicamp. And I was like, we're about a week. No. It's next Thursday. The 8th to the 10th is when rookie minicamp gets going. Yes, the calendar has already moved like that. We are getting to them activities for real. And I mean, with that being the case, and with you having a 9-person rookie class, like, what are you most excited for? Who are you most excited for a week out? Or are you excited at all? Because I mean, it is rookie minicamp.
No, so what's funny about it is that, and you probably remember this because I tempered my excitement going into the draft.
Yeah.
I wasn't like too, and I'm typically like this just personally going into drafts, not too excited about the pre-draft process. I usually wait until after the draft to get excited about, or not excited, critical, I would say, about whatever it is that they do. And once we finished up with the draft, and honestly, after the first day for them, the second day of the draft, which was the first day for the Texans, I felt pretty good about what they had going on, and I'm pretty high on this draft class. I am probably different from others who are like super disappointed about not getting that offensive lineman. I'm disappointed overall with how the offensive line has been addressed as a whole, starting with free agency, the trade market, all the way up until the draft. But once they made these picks, and considering the like disappointment in the overall offensive line, I'm most excited about watching the one offensive lineman that they did draft. And it's not like we're going to watch him do a whole bunch of offensive lineman things at rookie minicamp, or for that matter, watch them do much of anything at rookie minicamp. But here's why I'm excited.
Okay, please.
We're trying to figure out how they're going to address exactly this issue on the interior offensive line.
Correct.
Whether this guy, Ariante Ursary, the second round pick out of Minnesota, who's a tackle, who's only played tackle.
Not just only played left tackle, only played left tackle at the college level.
Only played tackle and only played left tackle at the college level. But again, as we talked about, is big as a mofo. Is a massive, massive, massive human being.
6'6", 330, right?
And moves well. And so is athletic for that, moves well for that size, and is 6'6", 330 plus. So you're telling me that, hey, we've got a tackle, perhaps a surplus at tackle, don't necessarily need him to play tackle, but he's humongous, and can he play guard? Well, this is where they start to ask that question. Like, I'm sure they've asked the question before. Like, they've probably batted it around before they drafted the guy. But when you get them the rookie minicamp, and this is important, I think, because we've heard Nick Caserio talk about this specifically. How do you know about this whole positional flexibility thing, whether a guy can do more than what you necessarily, the position that you necessarily drafted him at, or the position that you necessarily signed or traded for him at? Well, you bring them into the building, and for rookies in particular, that starts with rookie minicamp. That's where they decide and figure out how much can this guy handle right now physically, since what he's been going through so far has been preparation for the draft. It's been more football workout type of stuff and not necessarily football, like actual football training. It's a little bit, I would say, a lot different from exactly what they're going to have them doing with the team. So what can they handle physically? And then what can they handle mentally? Can they even make the mental adjustment of going from tackle to guard, much less the physical one? This is when those questions start to get asked. And I feel like the offensive line is going to be one of the, if not the most concentrated position group and talked about position group of training camp and going into the season and probably throughout the season until they answer those questions. And as far as rookie mini camp goes, I want to know if the guy that they drafted to play tackle that they don't necessarily need to play tackle yet could be their answer at guard, where I feel they have been deficient at figuring that part out so far.
Dude, we are in lockstep. I feel exactly the same. And I think you're right. I don't know that we're going to have definitive answers. Well,
this is where the questions will start to get asked.
Fair. No, I think the thing that I would actually say is if we do have a definitive answer, I think you're significantly more likely, if not just entirely, in the place where if you have an answer by the end of rookie minicamp, it is no, right? It is not yes, right? If you have it, it's just like, oh, no, we can't do this. And so, yeah, because especially like he is a big boy, as we've talked about already, 6'6", 330, like that size is evident to the point where John Harris on Texans All Access yesterday, I believe, was like walking around the building. You're like, oh, you notice he's a different size. And it's not like they had small boys in that building.
Right.
Right. He is a big boy amongst big boys. But then on top of that, like one of the things that makes him like that made Ariante more graded in that, like, you know, a little bit further down from that top class of the tackles in this was just he gets a little upright, sometimes trusts on his athleticism too much.
Yeah.
And that is cool maybe on the edge for tackle, especially with the size that you have. You are strong, and I typically associate that with being in the guard, like being in that guard spot. You don't have to necessarily move as much, or you can lean on your strength, but you also need to lean on your leverage. And if your technique especially gets you upright, let one of these pro defensive tackles get into you and get under you, and it's a problem. So, like, early on, what does the technique look like early? But then what is, like, can you see that athletic bend from him in order to kind of apply his leverage in a proper way early on? I'll be interested to see what we get from that. I'm with you on Ariante. Are there any other rookies that catch your attention? Because that one, like, I think you're right. They have not addressed interior offensive line all that strong, at least not to my liking, right? You got some guys that have played, that have started. However, when they've played recently, they ain't been that all that good. And then you got Titus Howard who might slide in. Like, that's what we're talking about interior.
Well, I do want to say, like, the things that you point out, like, if you're able to identify those things and all of the draft analysts are able to identify those things, then the switch that you made at offensive line coach and changing this offense, bringing in a new offensive coordinator, like, that's where coaching comes into play. And that's where I want to see that show up. And it's not like I'm going to be able to necessarily see that show up at rookie minicamp. But this is where I see them sowing the seeds, so to speak. Like, right now, you can identify that Cam Robinson's probably their left tackle. They paid him to be that.
Not really a better option.
More than likely, their right tackle is going to be either Blake Fisher or Titus Howard, a combination of one of those two guys. You feel confident that one of those two guys is probably going to be the guy, no matter how confident you actually are in that guy, it's probably going to be that guy.
Fair enough.
Who are the guards? Like we think it's Ed Ingram and Lakin Tomlinson. If I had to bet, that's
who it is. I can't give you solid books. Like, I might be nil bidding here, brother. Like, I got a whole bunch of possibles here.
It's tough. It is a rough look. So that's why I'm so fixated on that. Now, the other guys that I'm excited about, I don't need rookie minicamp to get excited about them. I just think that they are, like, I don't know if Ursary is going to contribute in year one. I think he is a plan and a bet on the future.
Agreed. Strong agree.
These other guys that I'm excited about, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll.
Yeah, that just feels like, can I get video? Like, are we going to get video from rookie minicamp? Just, can I get video of him doing something fun right quick? That's what I'm looking for from those cats.
Yeah, I mean, Woody. These guys, I think, are going to contribute right away. Like, just not necessarily, hey, you're looking at stars, but C.J. Stroud needed more weapons. I think C.J. Stroud got three more weapons that are going to contribute right away. I don't need rookie minicamp to convince me. Like, it would have to – something bad would have to happen for me to think otherwise. Like, these guys aren't in shape or they're not the workers that they expected that they were – like, something off like that. And I don't anticipate anything like that. So I'm excited about those guys. I don't need rookie minicamp for that. I'm more intrigued by – and this is where a lot of the journalism and the question asking will come into play, because, like, you want to know, hey, how are they – how are they working with Ursary right now?
Yes.
Like we understand he's a left tackle. They drafted him to be a left tackle at some point. But as a rookie, could he be somebody that they are coaching up to address the very things that you just talked about, the issues in his game that make him maybe not an ideal candidate to play guard, but the fact that he is such a talented prospect and, again, a mammoth of a man.
Yeah. And if I can throw a little bit more out here at you when it comes to rookie minicamp, assuming that we get anything of this sort, I've just continued looking at the name Keontae Hamilton, the defensive tackle that they took in the seventh round. And he seems like an upside play. Like, he is just, hey, there's some nice raw materials here, but it is relatively raw. Can you put him in a defensive room with, you know, Matt Burke in there and obviously D'Amico Ryans in there with what they've been able to do bringing players along and find you a nice little defensive tackle in there? I kind of want to see what the baseline is, like what the starting point is for him. Like, how far along is he in this raw talent? Like, is he just real, real raw? Or is this like, actually, it's a little bit closer than you might expect. And with the right spit shine, you can get him into doing things, because that interior of the defensive line was something that you wanted to address. And that's, I mean, you did it in the seventh round, if you even want to call that addressing, right? I do wonder, is he capable of getting into this rotation, or is this going to be one of those things that's cool? And we'll circle back around to this at a later date, whether it's next year or what have you.
Yeah, and I can't pretend to know right now what he's capable of, but I will say that I like the idea of, give me a defensive player, and the closer you make him to the line of scrimmage, give me a defensive player who's a project, the closer he is to the line of scrimmage, the more I like that experiment with D'Amico Ryans. Because they do wonders with linebackers, and obviously the defensive line is the heart of what they do defensively. For as much confidence as we lack with them with offensive linemen, I would say it's the opposite on the defensive line. We trust them to sort of develop prospects. And if this is somebody that doesn't work out, obviously it's a late round pick and it's okay.
Right, exactly. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Someone said, have hope that Ursary is the left tackle of the future after Cam leaves. And it does feel like they've situated themselves for that, because if it's not Ursary that you're looking at to be the left tackle of the future, who is, right? I mean, Cam Robinson's got a 1-year deal right here.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, and second round pick. I mean, like, that is the feel and the hope. Now, if it doesn't work out, that's its own thing, but that definitely feels like the intention.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. We were watching that Rockets game last night. It was fun. They got a victory. There was a few moments where somebody was just like real shameless. So we'll talk about those. But the question of the day, what is something that you are just shameless about? What are you most shameless about that maybe you probably shouldn't be shameless about? 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. Text in and we'll talk about it next.